For Dvar Halacha today, I thought I would discuss the following Maisa Shehaya. A couple of years ago, that on a Motzei Shabbos, a relative called me up and said, she's a woman whose husband was out of town, said, I want to hear you make Havdalah over the phone. So is that something which is acceptable? Can someone, or advisable? So this really is a combination of two factors. One is, can women make Havdalah for themselves? Or do they have to hear it from a man? And the other one is, can one be yotze, a bracha, by hearing it over the phone from somebody else? So with regard to the first issue, the Rama writes at the end of Siman Reish Tzadivav that women should hear Havdalah from a man. This is because the Mechaber writes that women are obligated in Havdalah, just like they're obligated in Kiddush. V'yesh mishecholik, there's a dissenting opinion as well. So the Rama writes, in deference to the dissenting opinion, it would be preferable for them, they should hear from a man. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Achronim, who question this. First of all, it may very well be the women are obligated to make Havdalah, but even if they're not, the Rama himself paskins in other areas that a woman, let's say, is pater, is exempt from mitzvah saseh shezman grama, she can opt in and she can even make the bracha. So you see, apparently, that even if they're not obligated in a particular mitzvah, they could still make the bracha. So even if they're not obligated in Havdalah, why wouldn't they be able to make Havdalah for themselves? And more than that, one of the svaros, one of the main reasons why there are those who say the psak of the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch is that women cannot make brachas on mitzvah saseh shezman grama is because of the fact that they cannot say vitzivanu. And in Havdalah, we don't actually say vitzivanu. So maybe it's even better. Maybe everyone would agree that they could optionally say Havdalah, even according to the opinion that says that al pi halacha they're exempt. So there are those who try to explain why exactly there would be such a chashash that maybe they shouldn't be able to make Havdalah for themselves. But la halacha, the minute many have the practice to try, if possible, to fulfill this statement of the Rama that they should hear from a man. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, me'ikra din, we assume that they can make Havdalah for themselves. The second piece is, can one be yotze bracha by hearing it over the phone? So this is a big discussion in the poskim as well. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a whole tshuva in Minchas Shlomo in which he discusses how exactly microphones work, how do telephones work, and he argues that it's not called al pi halacha, that's not called hearing somebody. That when you hear directly from a person, so a person speaks and the sound waves reach you directly. Whereas when a person is hearing through a device like this, so the sound waves that you produce cause a chain reaction of events, but eventually the sound waves that the person hears are not created by the person. It's created by the device itself, which replicates the sound waves produced by the original person. So essentially, you're just hearing a device, not hearing a person at all. It's like hearing it on a tape recorder from someone who made the bracha 20 years ago. Right now, you're not hearing a person make a bracha. You're hearing a tape recorder make a bracha. You cannot be yotze through a tape recorder. The tape recorder is not, if such things still exist, tape recorder is not a bar chiyuva. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, bar that anyone who understands the mitzias of how this works would hold that one is not yotze. There were those who weren't so sure that was the case. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about Havdalah over the phone in Igros Moshe Chelek Dalet Simin Tzadi Aleph, and he writes, he thinks, das nota, that maybe you are yotze. What's the difference if the sound waves are created, cause something else to be... Lamaisa, the way we experience it is that a person creates a sound, and I hear that sound. And it's true that maybe in the physics that it's not as direct as when I'm standing next to you. But at the end of the day, you're causing that chain of events to take place. It happens instantaneously. I hear it as though I'm hearing it from you. So maybe that should count as hearing. He doesn't say it 100%. But he certainly says, he says that he thinks probably you're yotze, but and certainly if there's no alternative, a person's in the hospital, there's no one to make Havdalah for them, so let them hear it over the phone, very possible that they'll be yotze. So this is a dispute amongst the poskim. That being the case, though, I said, I think that since Me'ikra Din, we do all that women can make Havdalah for themselves, and whereas when it comes to hearing it over the phone, this is a major dispute amongst the poskim. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach thinks definitely not yotze. Moshe Feinstein thinks probably yotze. There are other opinions as well. But I think it would be safer if you just make it for yourself rather than hearing it over the phone. Have a wonderful day, and please stack a few chairs on your way out.